Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's segment of On the Road with Lisa D, Rediscovering America. As always, I am super excited to speak with whoever's speaking with me because it always means that I am here to help you facilitate your next wonderful travel adventure throughout the United States of America. Today, specifically, we're speaking with Trey Carr. He's a travel agent for AAA El Paso. And as you know, because many of you have been emailing me and calling me and asking for advice on spring break vacations that are regional, sort of in the area of the Southwest, in the area of El Paso, not too far away, not a plane ride. And I thought, who better to speak with than my good friend Trey Carr over at AAA? He's going to give us some ideas on at least three destinations where you can sort of expect to travel for a period of time, but to get away from El Paso and to get to someplace beautiful. Trey, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so you've done some research. You've chosen three destinations. All of them are relatively close. Before we even start talking about them, I want the audience to know, what can AAA do to get me to regional destinations?
Well, AAA is a membership-based organization. Of course, you don't have to be a member to use our services in the travel department. But what AAA basically is all about is roadside assistance, trip planning, roadside maps, getting you from point A to point B in the most expeditious manner possible.
Or yeah, you guys have a fancy word for that.
They're called triptychs.
Triptychs.
Triptychs, absolutely. And basically what those are, they're point-to-point directions for people who may not have an iPhone, who may not want to use technology. It's kind of the old-fashioned way. But with that being said, we also have smartphone apps that will do the same thing for you.
So you can either go physical maps in your hand or you can go super GPS fancy technology.
Absolutely. We can do either or.
Okay. And what you're doing with triptychs is you're giving people points of interest, things that they should definitely pull over and do, delicious stops on the way. How much do you micromanage someone's trip, I should say?
We can do it literally point to point, from out of your driveway to a gas station to a restaurant to your hotel to the spa, back to the hotel, anything.
And do you include places that always sort of give the AAA discount, or do you include everything?
We include everything, but with your membership, there are discounts on lodging, there's discounts on dining, there's discounts on shopping, there's a whole plethora of things that come along with your membership, which
is
great.
And membership is how much a year?
For a basic membership, it's $52 per year.
Not a lot of money.
No, it's basically a dollar per week. So
right, because there's 52 weeks in a year,
exactly.
All of which you should spend vacationing.
Absolutely. We like that.
Okay, so let's talk about some travel options that are not too far away from El Paso, but will get you into a different area and mindset. Let's start with your first option.
First option, what I thought of was basically Silver City, New Mexico. It's a historic mining town. It's basically, give or take, 160 miles from El Paso, depending on what side you live on.
Mm-hmm.
Easy drive, two-lane highway. You can be there in 2.5 hours, give or take. The history is of course, it's an old mining town. There's great lodging up there. There's great dining. There's several museums that are very interesting and free, actually. There's the largest collection of Membrus Indian pottery.
Oh, wow.
At the Western New Mexico State University there.
Okay. And so that's also high up in the mountains. So
exactly.
It's cool. If I go in summertime, I'm not going to be sweating.
Absolutely. It's about 6,000 feet. So it's generally about 20 degrees less. It's 20 degrees cooler than El Paso.
Than El Paso
generally.
At all times. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's a nice option. I've also heard that Silver City has a big draw for the arts community, that there's a lot to, even in their gift shops, that they have very interesting, beautiful pieces of art sort of everywhere.
Absolutely. It's almost like a mini Santa Fe.
I mean, okay.
It's a great place to go.
And it's very affordable.
Very affordable. There's everything from RV parking. There's bed and breakfast that are very nice. You can stay at guest ranches up there to old historic hotels.
I went to Silver City several years ago for their 4th of July parade,
mm-hmm.
and it was adorable. It was very small town, very, very cute. Lots of people on horseback, lots of people on motorcycles, very Americana.
Absolutely.
But it wasn't too much to, manage. The traffic wasn't an issue. There was really cute. They had porta potties and food booths everywhere. So like once you got there, you could park your car
and walk around.
Yeah, and walk around everywhere. It was very, very cute. And it's a town that I haven't spent that much time in, but I always hear from people who go visit that they love it. It's a great destination.
Absolutely. It's an easy weekend trip.
An easy weekend trip. Okay. So item number two. The second city we might be going to.
Second city is, of course, something that we're all very familiar with. We've all done Carlsbad.
No, we haven't. In fact, I just met someone the other day that had never taken their children to Carlsbad Caverns, which is the most magic place in the whole world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's, again, it's a very easy either day trip. It's a very easy overnight trip. Along the way, you can stop in Cornutus.
What's that?
It's a little town about halfway between here and Guadalupe Mountains National Park. They have the best hamburgers on earth, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And it's on the freeway on the way out there?
It's on the highway between Waco Tanks and Guadalupe Mountains National Park.
Okay.
And it's called Cornutus.
Cornutus.
Just a little. It's literally a hole on the hole in the wall. Not a hole. Hole in the wall.
It's a hole in the wall on the side of the road. Yeah, on the way.
Absolutely. Fantastic burgers. Then, of course, there's Guadalupe Mountains National Park, which is great hiking.
Mm-hmm. Which is on the way. So like an hour and a half outside of El Paso?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Some of the best fall foliage.
Oh.
If you want to put something off till the fall, great fall colors. But then, you know, as you get into town, you've got the Carlsbad Caverns.
Yeah, what else? Because I've also heard that there's two things to do in Carlsbad. There's the caverns and then there's the drive-in.
There's caverns. There's the drive-in. Of course, the Pecos River is right there. So there's lots of swimming, lots of fishing.
Oh.
It's a great kind of place to go cool off again, even though it's hot, as hot there during the summer as it is here.
Is that where they have the Pecos Christmas lights thing?
Absolutely, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Christmas on the Pecos.
Oh, and that's where you travel on a little boat and you go through all these Christmas lights along the river.
Exactly. Everybody has their homes decorated for Christmas, and it's very magical.
Okay, so pretty much any time of year, if it's hot in the middle of summer, you can go underground to the caverns.
Right, and go swimming.
And in the winter, you can check out the lights.
You can check out the lights.
And are there nice accommodations in Carlsbad?
Absolutely. There's everything, Holiday Inns, Hawthorne Suites. There's, again, RV parking if you have RVs. There's inexpensive lodging. There's B&Bs. There's pretty much everything.
Okay.
Anything and everything. Another big draw for Carlsbad that people don't think of is the Living Desert Zoo, which is a large outdoor zoo, and they actually have gray wolves. So you can actually go and see Mexican gray wolves there.
Oh, that's very cool.
Endangered, yes.
And is it also, it's a plant museum too, so you can see the botanical sort of features of
Absolutely.
The area?
And they actually have their own succulent gardens where you can go and pick your cactus and buy cactus.
And then come home and plant them.
Yeah, here.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
What's it called again?
It's called the Living Desert Zoo, and it's just right outside of Carlsbad.
Living Desert Zoo. So there's actually lots of options in Carlsbad. That's a good destination.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's how far away? 2 hours?
Basically 150 miles.
All right. I like that. As long as you don't spend too much time on your burger in Cornutus and too much time hiking in the Guadalupe, you'll eventually get there.
Right.
But okay.
Again, easy, quick weekend trip.
All right. So Silver City, Carlsbad, and the third destination that you've chosen for us today?
The gateway to Big Bend is Alpine, Texas. Alpine, Texas is the home of Silver State University. It's about 220 miles from El Paso. There's a great little shopping district downtown. Again, it's a very historic West Texas town. There's the Museum of the Big Bend, which is there at Silver State as well. And one of the historic hotels on the Texas National Historic Places is the Holland Hotel, which was built in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been completely restored and is absolutely beautiful.
And when you say gateway to Big Bend, how far is Alpine from Big Bend National? It's like another 2 hours past it.
Give or take, absolutely.
Okay.
But Alpine's a great place to kind of make it your base to visit Marfa, Texas, Fort Stockton, Texas, Balmoray, which is where the springs are, and McDonald Observatory.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you can cluster all of that together.
Absolutely.
And there's a train that goes to Alpine. I do think it's one of the last sort of stops in that, because I've been there once, and when we came into town, the directions for our hotel were, right when you get to the big train station by the Holland Hotel, go across the street.
Right,
and
right.
I didn't know that train service went down there.
Yeah, Amtrak still stops there.
Okay. And do you guys do Amtrak? Like, are you partners in crime with them?
We do. We can do Amtrak tickets. And actually, if you are a AAA member, you get a 10% discount on your train tickets.
Okay. Now, we don't have time for this today, but I'm very interested in train travel options in the Southwest. I know one time my parents actually took a train from San Francisco to El Paso.
Absolutely.
Granted, it took them 9 days, but
it can be done.
They sat on tracks for a while. But I would love to explore for a future interview with you some options about where we can travel via train in this region, because I think it'd be cute to take a train to Alpine.
Absolutely. Train to Alpine is going to take you about 4 hours, give or take.
Okay.
But other train options we can talk about. Grand Canyon Railway to the Grand Canyon. You can take the Ouray to Silverton narrow gauge railway.
Oh, that's right.
Up in Colorado. And then there's also a train from Chama over the mountains to...
Chama is in northern New Mexico?
Chama is in northern New Mexico, and I can't think where it stops, but it's another wonderful train trip.
Another
interview.
Another interview, another time. So let's get back to Alpine. How long am I in the car to get there?
Alpine, give or take, it's 220 miles, and generally I'm going to take it. It's going to take about 3 hours.
Okay.
Because, you know, again, two-lane highways.
And I'm going to Van Horn, and then I'm dropping down. So I'm not going major expressway the entire time.
Exactly. You get to drive through Marfa, which is, of course, where the only Prada store in the West Texas area is.
I have pictures of that Prada store.
There you go.
I will post them on the website after this interview so people can know what we're talking about.
It's an awesome place.
It is an awesome place, and it's a lot of it's on that whole region is on the map for art tourism. People are always sort of going to that destination to see the Donald Judd features in Marfa, but also Alpine has amazing art. And like you said, once you're there, you can really branch out to a lot of different places. And are there nice – besides the Holland Hotel, are there nice places to stay in Alpine?
There are. There's some – again, some chain hotels. Hotels, you know, the normal Holiday Inn Express, Hawthorne Suites. But again, there's bed and breakfast if you want to go that route, the historic Holland Hotel. And again, if you're an RVer, there's plenty of RV parking.
Okay. Now, Trey, you've given us just tip of the iceberg travel, three destinations today. We did Silver City, we did Carlsbad, and we did Alpine.
Absolutely.
Silver City and Carlsbad are in New Mexico. Alpine is in far west Texas. But if people come to you at your office, mm-hmm. they can essentially – you can lay out a map and give – and they'll say, I want to drive 300 miles and I want to camp. And you basically – you can put the trip together for them.
We can put that together. We have two dedicated employees who actually do the auto travel. And in addition to myself, I handled mostly international, but I can do – anything that anybody presents to me. That's the beauty of doing what we do. We're idea makers and dream makers, and you come to us and say, this is kind of what we want to do. What are the options? And we put it all together for you.
And obviously it is member-based. And can people go and test out your services and then say, okay, I like you, Trey. like what you gave me. Now I'm going to become a member. Can they do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We can come in and we can talk and, again, give them their options of what they're going to do. The maps and trip tickets – our triptychs are only for our members.
Okay.
But again, if you're not a member, if you want to come in and talk, we can explain the benefits of membership and helping you with road travel. As far as international travel, cruises, tours, again, I can help anybody for that.
Mm-hmm.
So just come in and talk. That's what we're here to do.
What I really love that you pointed out at the beginning of the interview is that you could go sort of old school with the maps,
right,
or you could go super technology savvy with the iPhone apps and stuff like that. One of my favorite memories of AAA, because I've been a member for forever, was getting the triptych when I drove cross country,
right,
from California to New York, and it was like 47 pages, and we had to organize, you know, because you just can't have a pound of maps in the car because they'll go flying everywhere.
Right.
We had to organize day by day, and it was so fun because I really felt, in addition to a sense of security because I knew where I was going, I kind of felt like, you know what, even though AAA is not in the car with me, I'm going to be okay because I'll get roadside service and they know where I'm going.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not going to go off the road somewhere because I don't have a map for that.
The beauty of our organization is we are always with you. We're 24-hour service. If something happens to you where you are, you call, we come.
I like that. That's a good motto.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
You're based in El Paso, but obviously there are branches all over the United States.
AAA is everywhere in the United States. And then, of course, if you are traveling internationally, we do have membership reciprocal agreements with most AAA offices worldwide.
And I'm going to AAA.com. What's the URL?
AAA.com. Put in your zip code. It comes to your here in Texas.
Beautiful. Trey Carr, thank you very much for joining us today. That was super fun.
Great. Absolutely. Thank you.
And everybody that's listening, I hope to see you in either Silver City, Carlsbad, or Alpine sometime soon. We will be right back with more of On the Road with Lisa D, Rediscovering America.